Welcome to Wellbeing and You with the counselling team at Western Sydney University. I'm Erin.
And I'm Paula. We're passionate about supporting students to make the most of the university experience.
With this podcast, we're going to introduce you to a few members of our team and tell you about many of the great services and resources here to help you at university. Let's get started.
Hi, Erin.
Hi, Paula.
Hi. Welcome to today's podcast episode.
It's so good to be chatting again.
I know, right? It's been too long.
Yeah, it has.
Yes. So today we're sort of at the beginning of October 2020, and we are hoping to talk a little bit about study money and life skills modules, which is something that the university has set up, or rather the counselling service, I understand, has set up. Yeah. So I'm relatively new to the service, I would say, somewhat. But I am sort of relatively new to this as a module, and so I really wanted to ask you some questions about it, if that's okay.
Yeah, let's talk study money and life skills today.
Okay. All right, so I guess the first question is, what is study money and life skills? What is it? How would you kind of describe it?
Yeah, so it's a group of modules that students, all students, will have access to in their list of VUES sites. So when they log on to VUES to have a look at their unit details, they should see that they're also enrolled in study money and life skills. Right. And this is the funniest thing, is that so many students see it there in their list of VUES sites, but they actually never go ahead and click through. You know, I think in the 30 something thousand students who enrolled in it, every year we probably only get maybe around 2,000 to 3,000 students who actually go through and check it out, which is such a tiny, tiny proportion.
Yes, it is a small proportion. So it's an automatic process, it sounds like, that occurs for every student, yeah?
That's it, or an automatic enrolment. If you're a student at Western Sydney Uni, if you have access to VUES, you will have access to study money and life skills.
What do students gain by actively becoming engaged in these modules after they've found out they've been enrolled in them? What do they do? What do they gain from it?
Yeah, I think it is a fantastic resource, and it's something that we developed in partnership with the Welfare Service. Mm-hmm. And we did this quite a few years ago now. It's actually been around for quite some time. And so we've got 10 modules that focus on the study and life skills side of things. And then there are also 3 modules that look at money skills. And so those were developed by the welfare team, and they really look at things around kind of budgeting, your spending habits, and there's also a calculator there where you can go ahead and develop some smart sort of saving goals, and a calculator to help you figure out a budget and help you figure out how you're going to reach those money goals. So it's got a little bit of a financial component to it, which is fantastic. And then the other part of that is the 10 modules that are those study and life skill ones.
Okay.
Yeah. These modules kind of grew out of a series of workshops that we used to do at the counselling team. And we really tried to think about what are some ways that students can have access to this information at any time, you know, rather than having to wait for a workshop to come up to be able to access this information. We wanted them to be able to have access to that at any time. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's where all the topics kind of grew out of for the study and life skills part.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Sounds like a great initiative.
Yeah, it was a huge amount of work.
Quite a lot of work, yes.
A huge amount of work. Most of the modules also have an introductory video. It introduces the theme of the module. And so it was a huge project because we had to go and we had to write all the scripts for all of those videos, pull all of the content together, and we had an amazing contractor who then built the site for us and got all the videos made, and I'm really proud of the quality of the information that's there. I think it's come together really, really well.
Can staff access this as well, or can they kind of have a bit of a go at having a look at what's on offer?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And we love it when staff want to have a look at what's there and refer their students to it, because it's such a great resource and a really underutilized resource at the moment, I think. So staff, unfortunately, aren't automatically enrolled, but all they need to do, there is a form from our website that they can fill out to request access. And they can also send an email just to counselling@westernsydney.edu.au, and then we'll add them to the site. So, yeah, so staff can access it as well. We just need to enrol them in it.
You've answered most of my questions, but I'm sort of wondering, do you have a particular module that you wanted to sort of talk a little bit about, maybe share some of the content just as a bit of an example?
I think, look, they're all really great. There's 10 modules there that my hope is that you would get something out of. The ones that were most popular, I think, are the time management and procrastination modules. They are really, really useful. The time management modules, that's another place that you can access all of our time management planners that the counselling service produce every year. Those are planners that students can use to help them get organised. I think one of the most valuable things about especially the session planner, is that students can use that to get an overall picture of what their semester is going to look like and an idea ahead of time around where those points of stress are going to be when all the assignments are going to be coming one on top of each other. So yeah, having the planners all there is a great place to access that information. Time management, really important module. I think one of the other ones that's really interesting and we put a lot of work into is the maximising memory module. So for students who have to memorise a lot of material through their course, it is a great resource for giving you some ideas. It helps you understand a little bit about how memory works and how your brain works, and gives you some ideas and some tips and tricks around how you can use those to help you memorize kind of material. So yeah, that's a really, they're all fantastic. Great, Paula.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. I'm going to have to send an email to my own service and say, hey, can I check this out? I think it sounds fantastic. And I think being able to be given some tips, I think, can be often very helpful for students. Students really, I mean, I know the students that I've spoken to really do gain quite a lot from tips and sort of hacks, yeah, you know, particularly around how to manage distress as an example. Yeah. Understanding how we function and we're kind of built as human beings is really important in then being able to understand how we can maximize our potential. Yeah. So that's great. I think that sounds like a really wonderful resource.
The modules really are designed to touch on all of those points of stress that students face during their university course. I don't know about you, Paula, but I've been talking to a lot of students lately who are really struggling with group work and group work processes.
Yes.
You're familiar?
I am familiar. I have to admit, I kind of shudder, you know, internally when I hear it, because I also remember how hard it was to work in groups and how difficult it can be sometimes to feel heard and to balance your needs and the group's needs. It's really quite a difficult process. It requires a lot of, you know, skills that often we don't really embody.
Absolutely. And it's, I mean, group work is important and it's an important graduate attribute of, you know, that's one of the things that the university says, is that all graduates of our university will have skills in group work. So that's why there are so many group work assignments throughout every single course. And so there is a module here that is specific for group work.
That's so good to know.
And one of the great things in that is that it really goes, it sets out the different roles that there are in group work, and there are worksheets that students can use to help them kind of set up their group so that it's going to run really productively right from the beginning, how they can divide up roles and work and just how they can get that group functioning, you know, well, so that it's not that headache we all know and love from group work.
Absolutely. And Can students just pick and choose what modules they'd like to go through? And so there's a bit of a there's a bit of flexibility in terms of if they just want to look at group work as a module, that you can do a standalone module. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no, you know, pressure to have to look at all the information or navigate through everything. Mm. You know, you can just click through and, you know, look for the information.
Fantastic. That you like. Yeah. And in terms of time, how long does it, on average, would a module sort of take for a student to run through?
They're all really different lengths. Okay. And I think it kind of, it depends on how deeply you want to engage with the material. There are lots of worksheets that you can take time to fill out and go through, links for resources, other places that you might want to go and read. So it really depends on the individual student as to whether or not they're just kind of skimming through to get an overview, a high level of the information, or if they really want to do a bit more of a deep dive and take their time with it. But we've tried to condense them so that, you know, it is the most useful information around the topic.
And you mentioned that a lot of them have sort of introductory videos at the beginning. And then the rest of the module, is it interactive or is it just something that they can, you know, press play and watch?
It's a combination, lots of written kind of resources and a bit of written content to help teach you about the topic. Right. So, yeah, most of them are structured that way with a video and then written topic. There are some worksheets there, some opportunities for a little bit of self-reflection. Mm-hmm. And then some modules have more videos than other, particularly the Maximizing Memory one has a few animations that we've created for that as well. Mm-hmm. Just to really, I think something like memory, the concepts can be hard to get your head around. Having a few animations just help to really break down and help make that information accessible for people.
Fantastic initiative. And it's been really great, I think, for me, but I hopefully others can also gain from this and feel similar, that it's really opened my eyes up to how important it is for students to engage in these modules.
I think another one I haven't mentioned is the public speaking module as well.
Okay.
So I think those are the two kinds of assignments, Paula, that I find students talk to me a lot about, the pressures of group work and the pressures of public speaking. So that's another good one that's there is so much information there. I encourage students just to click through and, you know, and have a look. And even if the information isn't useful necessarily for something you're struggling with at the moment, it's such a great thing to be able to tell your friends about, you know, when they're struggling with something, to be able to say, oh, have you had a look in your view sites? I know there's some information there around how to, you know, deal with procrastination or how to get your motivation back, how to manage stress, all of those things.
Fantastic. And is there any opportunity for students to provide feedback in terms of what they experience and what they find helpful or not so helpful, I guess?
Yes, there are feedback buttons built into it. So students can give us some feedback around things that they've found helpful and stuff that they'd like to see more of. Certainly that, like, this is the second iteration of Study, Money and Life Skills, and perfectionism was a module that we added after kind of having lots of feedback from students that's something that students are struggling with. So that the perfection module is probably the newest module in the family.
Fantastic. Yeah, great. So it sounds like, you know, as much as students have an opportunity to give feedback is actually taken on board and used to kind of you know, update and change or add to these modules. Fantastic. And is there anything else you want to say about feedback? I mean,
I would be really interested to see how it's being used, whether or not students have clicked through and used it more this year as opposed to previous years. I think with everyone studying online a lot more,
yes,
you know, views has become a much more important kind of access point for all of their subjects. So, I'm curious to see if people have been using it more this year. Actually, I'm thinking, Paula, too, that when students go into study money and life skills for the first time, there is a self-awareness quiz that they could use, and that might be really helpful. What that quiz does is it just asks you a few general questions about your particular circumstances, and it kind of can point you in the direction of the areas that you might be, that you might need some extra help with and some assistance with. So the self-awareness quiz is really good too.
I've said it before, I'll say it again. What a wonderful initiative, Erin. Thank you so much for sharing it with me and with the listeners today.
Thanks, Paula. I look forward to talking to everyone again soon.